9.7 WLNZ and LCC TV. Good to have you along today, and we're live on the Coffee Bake Break Show. We have Randy Pearson with us and Scott Harris, and they're from an organization called Writing in the Ledges. They do other things, but we want to talk about Writing in the Ledges, and there's a contest coming up as well. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Writing at the Ledges. Who wants to explain what that's all about?
I will.
Okay.
Writing at the Ledges is a writing group out of Grand Ledge. This July will be our 7-year anniversary. We get together once a month, and we all bring short stories, poetry, essays, whatever we've written. We read it to our group, and then we all critique. So it's a nice little writing group. We help each other to learn how to grow as writers. And as a group, we've self-published 2 novels, or I should say 2 anthologies. Mm-hmm. They have, like I said, short stories, essays, poetry, a little bit of everything on those. We had Small Towns, A Map in Words, came out in 2008. And then in 2010, we put out Seasons of Life, which is the book that's sitting where
we're. Yeah, we're going to get a shot of that. Well, Randy, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into to writing?
I've been writing since I was young. I'm probably 8, 9 years old. My mind's always been creative. I found that, like watching TV and movies, instead of paying attention to what was happening, my mind always thought, well, look at that. What if this had happened instead? Oh, and before okay. I know it, I'm writing a story in my head, not paying any attention to the story playing in front of me. So I've been doing that for years.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Scott, you own a bookstore.
Everybody Reads bookstore on East Michigan Avenue.
Right, yeah, we're very familiar with that. What's your background as far as writing? Why are you part of Writing at the Ledges?
Oh, happenstance. Very, very pleasant, serendipitous happenstance. Randy, who's been a supporter of the store, and the store has worked a lot with local authors, it kind of came together when Randy had a suggestion, because candidly, the bookstore, like most bookstores and small businesses in Michigan, are having kind of a rough time.
Right.
And to bring attention to our bookstore, and also to bring attention to the needs of the community, hence, and Randy will get into this a little bit more later about how the proceeds from the contest will go to support the Capital Area Literacy Coalition, it just seemed to be a really good fit. And when Randy had presented the idea to me, it just made perfectly good sense.
Now, with this writing group, is anybody eligible to sign up for this? You have to have some sort of a background in writing?
Oh, no. We have people who are novices all the way up to, we have a little bit of everything. We have people who are playwrights, people who are novelists, cartoonists, pretty much everything you can think. But no, at this point, though, we're not really looking for any new members. We're, right now, our group, when we have our monthly meetings, we end up with about 16 people showing up. And for a 2-hour meeting, everybody reading a piece.
That's probably enough.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be going all night, right?
Yeah, exactly. We do sometimes go past what we want to. But we're not going to turn anybody away. We would never do that. We're not actively seeking any new members. But occasionally someone walks in, and the last few people who have just sort of, you know, heard about us and come in have been fantastic writers. And it's nice to have someone who has at least, you know, a basic understanding of how to write, and then we can help them make it better. But, you know, we go from novice to people who have published.
People that have a passion for reading and writing, obviously, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Seasons of Life, written by Writing at the Ledges. What does that contain?
This is an anthology. It's 300 and some odd pages with 24 authors. It has short stories, essays, poetry. Like I said, there's a little bit of everything. We set up this book specifically comparing the seasons of the year to the stages in people's lives.
Hmm.
So, you know, when you're young, you're in your spring. As you get older, you get to your fall, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had people in our group write to those basic themes and ended up getting a whole lot of really interesting work out of it.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Is that available in your bookstore?
It is available at Everybody Reads.
I kind of thought it would be. Scott, let's talk a little bit about the contest that you have. And it was a nice article in the newspaper this morning. Vicki Dozier had a little bit of an article about Writing in the Ledges, and also information about the contest. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, the contest, again, was Rosalie and Randy had come up with this idea that perhaps if we can get people in the area to write an essay of 1,111 words.
Well, what's the significance of that?
Well, I'm born on 11/11.
I was wondering about that. I saw that. 1111. What's the significance of that?
Just wanted something unique. Everybody does 1,000 words, 2,000 words.
Right.
1,111 words. That sounds fun.
What if you have 1,100 words? Would that be acceptable? You
get
another word?
No. It's maximum of 1,111 words.
Okay. All right. So tell us about the contest. What they got set up? How does it work?
Well, actually, again, I'll defer to Randy.
Okay.
Yeah, so again, it's called Save the Independent Bookstore. It's a short story writing contest. We're asking people to write short stories, again, of that word length. The story has to have something to do with an independent, small-town, family-owned bookstore. It doesn't have to be the central theme, necessarily. It could be something as simple as someone walking by and seeing a store or going into it and buying something. You know, there's just pretty much anything having to do, something that'll bring awareness to people about the plight of the small town family bookstore. They're going to go away if we don't start buying from them.
No doubt about that. Now, one of the celebrity judges is John Schneider, formerly of the Lansing State Journal, there for many, many years. And who else judges?
The way it's going to start out is Scott, myself, and Rosalie Petrowski. She's the other, she's the founder of Writing at the Ledges. The three of us are going to read all the pieces that come in. We're going to figure out which ones we like the best, and then we're going to send our favorite pieces to John. He'll be the final judge.
That's very good. And this is open to the public, and when's registration over?
July 31st is the last day.
You've got a little time to take advantage of this. That's pretty cool. And will you be down at Everybody Reads, do you think, talking about this? What is this, how does this impact the small bookstores? I mean, what will this, is this bring awareness?
That's what the ultimate intent for us is. And again, since the store was open, the hope was that we would be a community resource. We try to partner with not-for-profits and other municipal organizations that help the community. In this instance, Randy had suggested that we work with the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. So the proceeds are going to be divided with whatever little fee there is for PayPal to disseminate the funds. It's either going to go to the winners of the contest, or it's going to be going to the Capital Area Literacy Coalition to promote reading. So it helps the bookstore in two ways. One, it, a little higher profile, it gets us a little bit of marketing. Mm-hmm. But as importantly, too, it does fulfill the store's mission, which is to serve as a community resource center.
Well, it's great that we can support hometown bookstores and small businesses and so forth. That's wonderful. Randy, I want to thank you for being with us. Randy Pearson and Scott Harris. Is there a website people can go to find out more information?
Yes, if they go to writingattheledges.com, there's a link right on the front page talking about the writing contest.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
This is 89.7 WLNZ and LCC TV, and we'll be right back.